Welcome to the second season of Goals Do Come True, the show that takes a deep dive into the systems and processes that help turn your business goals into reality. Hosted by me, Doug Bennett, the Goals Guy. If you like what you hear today, please remember to share the love by liking, sharing, and reviewing the show. It helps spread the word to others looking for help with their goals. Anyway, let's crack on. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett, the Goals Guy. Now, today I am joined by Trang Nova. Now, this young lady is lovely for a start. We've connected. She's got a podcast, which I've listened to, and there's one or two things that I want to pull out of her with regards to her podcast. She is also a coach, a trainer. She's been a physiotherapist, I believe, in the past. But, you know, I always believe that my guests can tell me more about themselves than I can read on LinkedIn or Facebook or, you know, their website. So over to Trang. Tell us a little bit about your story, how goals fit into your life. And, well, you know, we were talking beforehand and I got a little bit carried away and a little bit excited about some of the stuff that you were talking about. And I said, oh, no, stop. We need to put that into the podcast. So everybody, Trang Nova here, and she's going to tell us a little bit about ourselves and her life, which is, I mean, she's in Bali at the moment. I mean, she hangs from Melbourne originally, but she's in Bali and it's like, oh, nomad. I can sense the nomad growing in me when she describes the beaches and everything else. Trang, over to you.
Well, firstly, thank you so much, Doug, for having me on the show. It is a delight to be here and to be coming at you from the future. Yeah, like it's morning for you, afternoon for me. I always find that so fascinating that we're coming from opposite sides of the globe. So yeah, like as introduced, my name is Trang Nova, and how I see myself is I am a mentor and speaker for those who are hungry to pivot and build their dream business of impact so that ultimately they can fulfill their purpose and potential and to create a life of freedom and fulfillment. And so the reason I got into this is a full story. I'm sure we'll get into it in more detail, because I used to be a physiotherapist and I was employed working in the health and sports industry before going through a full quarter life crisis where I was questioning what is the meaning of my life on this planet? Like, how can I use my existence to serve myself and the world as best as possible? And then that led me to where I am now. I love this question because every time I introduce myself, I find that I say something different each time, because Trang Nova isn't just what her mission is through her vocation and her work. You know, she is also a daughter, a sister, a friend, a lover, a traveler, an adventurer, a rebel. Like, you know, there are so many parts of me that is real and is true. But yeah, hopefully that gives you a bit of an idea of who I am.
That's awesome. I like that. You know how you described yourself there. And you say that your description of yourself changes each time, but it was so eloquently put and well delivered. So, you know, I was just thinking, well, yeah, of course, I've got to let you tell us who you are, because everybody does it so well. But, you know, I was interested in the fact that you think it changes every time. But I think your essence is, you know, is there. Now, I like the rebel aspect of things. I see that you ride a motorbike. We have that in common, although I'm not riding at the moment. But yeah, so and scuba diving. You're like, you know, so you're an adventurous person. And it's a quarter life crisis. So what, 25, 20?
Yeah, 24.
Right, okay.
Close enough.
Yeah. So we're thinking, you know, and I think we all need to think this. We've got 100 years on the planet now. It's not 70 or 80 necessarily. We, you know, with the advent of medical science and all the rest of it, we've probably got 100 years on the planet. So I like that. Gosh, I mean, I've just had my pivot thing at 60, which is like, right, 60% on, if, you know, I had it down as a 75% thing and I was going to 80, but somebody said, well, no, it's the 100. So I'm only 60% in and I'm having my pivot, you know, so doing it as early as possible is cool. And I like that, you know, you're doing what you're passionate about now. Okay. And that's the other thing. And it doesn't matter when it happens. All right. Find your passion and follow it if you can. And ideally, if you can get paid along the way, that helps, right?
Yeah, it does help for sure. And I'm glad that you're sharing that perspective here, you know, at this point in the episode, because it is a common conversation that I have. I talk to different people of all different ages in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And the common theme, like no matter what age these people are, is that I'm scared. I'm going to waste everything that I've worked for. If I pivot, if I follow my dreams, if I follow my passion, if I pick up and go traveling, I'm scared that I'm going to waste everything that I've built. And I'm scared to start from scratch again. And I don't want to waste everything. And I understand that because that is a real phenomenon, you know, the sunken cost fallacy, like being scared to change direction because of everything that we've put in up until this point. What I say to that is, you know, what is more of a waste? Wasting the 4 or the 10 years that you have put into your current pathway in life, which, side note, is never a waste because everything is transferable and everything is an experience that is valuable in itself as you lived it. But what's more of a waste, you know, those 4 years, those 10 years, or the rest of your life, the remaining years of your life that you are yet to live, that you will be living and experiencing? And what's more important to honor and to make sure that we are like taking in a direction that we want, that is going to make us fulfilled and happy and proud of ourselves, the past or the future?
I just got goosebumps while you were saying that, because, you know, it's the most important thing. I mean, you know, I've had a big change in my life recently. You know, a couple of things made me evaluate where I wanted to be. I had a prostate cancer scare, which is all clear, so it's cool. But, you know, you have the high readings and then you have the biopsy and there's all something on the MRI and we need to investigate. And it's all clear, so that's cool. And then I came off my motorbike at 95 miles an hour, like 2 or 3 months ago, and survived that with quite a few broken bones, to be fair. But, you know, I'm still here. And it's like, right, okay, so I'm fragile. I'm human. I'm mortal, because we so very often go through our whole lives believing we're immortal until something comes along and like shakes that belief. And there's always time. There's going to be tomorrow. There's going to be, you know, next year or the year after and all the rest of it. And so I love, that's why the goosebumps came, because it's like, you're so right in so much as well. Nothing is ever a waste. Because you, as you say, it's all experience, right? We're creating, even if we get to the stage and it's like, oh, what we've done so far is wrong. It's not necessarily wrong, because we've learned from it along the way, okay? And we know not to do it again. That's where the lesson comes in these things. It's like, right, so don't think the path that you're on is, and you know, is going to be wrong. I was speaking to my coach yesterday and she said, like, you know, there's a couple of things of the mindset thoughts that I had, which I'm not going to go into, but it's like, no, they weren't failures. It's like, you know, they were successful and they got you to where you are. So that was very, very poignant. So yeah, on the motorbike front, right, just don't go too fast. That's all I would say. Right. I was very, very, very lucky. Very lucky. And it's like, I'll accept all of the broken bones against the alternative, which could have been death, quite simply, at that sort of speed. So I'm with you 100%. All I would say to people is, like, you know, if you do have a passion, don't leave it too long.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's something that we all know. You know, like we've all heard this before. Like, don't leave it too long. Don't wait. Like, take action now. If not now, then when? But in reality, you know, there are so many other factors that hold us back. You know, we're projecting into the future of like what could go wrong. Is it viable or not? It's too intimidating. The unknown, you know, it's uncomfortable. I don't want to enter into that territory. But what I want to share is this incredible quote that I have loved so much and has really been impressionable on me. Is the quote by, I believe, Lao Tzu, which is, we often suffer more in our imagination than in reality. We often suffer more in our imagination than reality, because we create these scenarios in our head and our mind can go wild. It can create every single scenario under the sun if we allowed it to. But in reality, as we chip away and live one day at a time, we adapt. We're humans. We have survived all the generations. We are the survival of the fittest species. We're not like, you know, you were just saying before, like in some ways we are physically fragile, but in many other ways, we are so adaptable. We are capable of so much. Like, otherwise we wouldn't still be here, like surpassing all the other species that have died out. Yes. Like, even just think of it from an evolutionary perspective, like how resilient us humans really are, what we are really capable of to be here today on this planet.
Yeah.
So as we live through each day, we adapt, we get stronger, we figure things out, we learn along the way. And it's never that bad. It feels like it's going to be really bad, but in reality, like, I've had clients who have quit jobs to pursue their dream. I've had clients who sold their house, who moved states, who moved countries. And in theory, that sounds terrifying, right? They have done it. And as they've gone through the process, it just unfolds one step at a time. And at the end of the day, they still have a roof over their head. They still have food to feed themselves with. They still are okay.
That's that is the incredibly important thing about this. It's like, we are resilient and we are resourceful and creative, all of us. And my concern is that the vast majority of people don't use their brains. You know, they're using I like to say the frosting on the snow on the tip of the iceberg of their brains. You know, It's like, ooh, and we're so much more powerful and so much more creative and so much more able. And I think, you know, put the application of goals to things will help you overcome so many obstacles in life. And they are simply that. Another thing I advocate is, you know, people that go, and you've touched on it, you're thinking about something and you have five or six different ways in which it could turn out, and you can spend all of your time thinking and analyzing all of the five or six different ways in which it can turn out. I never ever do that. It's like I just move towards it, because some of the ways are just going to fall by the wayside just as you're moving towards the thing that you're trying to achieve. And then you get down to one or two choices. And then you can think about those. And you haven't wasted an awful lot of energy along the way thinking about the what ifs. And so you said it. And so I'm so with you in that regard. But this is the Goals Do Come True podcast, all right? What big, hairy, audacious goals has Trang Nova had in her life, or has she got that she's working on in the future?
So many. You know, the biggest one that comes to mind is, of course, you know, the life that I'm living now. And I say this because this is what I am so grateful to be able to experience, running my own business full time while living and traveling abroad, doing what it is that I am passionate about. And that just used to be a daydream for me. Because at one point I was employed in a job that I despised. You know, I would wake up in the morning and I would dread getting up out of bed just to face the day. Like, I was terrified to face the day. Friday would come around and I'd be ecstatic. And then Sunday afternoon would come in a blink of an eye and I'd start to get that feeling of dread again. Now I'd get into work and look at the clock and I'm like, okay, only 7 hours to go. And I've just walked into work for the day. And I was living this life that I thought was normal. I was just like, this is what it's like to be an adult. We work Monday to Friday. This is the obligation and as a human being, as an adult in society. And at that time, I was already running a side hustle because I was a personal trainer straight out of uni. And as a personal trainer, you do somewhat run your own business. You find and you work with individual clients. So I noticed that every time I was going into work to do my personal training, I would look forward to it. Now, I enjoyed it. It's what I was passionate about. And then it was completely different energy during my day job. So I remember thinking, I wish I could just have a life where every day I woke up and it wasn't this feeling of dread. And instead, it was a feeling of excitement that I felt the couple of shifts that I had for personal training. I wanted to have that every day and I wanted to have autonomy over the activities that I was doing. So my work activities, as well as my time and the location as well, because I had never traveled before. I was born, raised in Melbourne, went straight from school to uni to work, never took a gap year, even though when my cousin, who's in high school, asks me, I'm like, yeah, go take a gap year. I think travel is one of the best teachers and the school of life will teach you so much more than going straight to uni. And I tell her that and I never got to do that. Mm-hmm. So one of my big, hairy, audacious goals was to have a full-time business that gave me that freedom and that autonomy. And I saw other people doing it and it inspired me so much. And at the same time though, it kind of had me feeling disheartened because I was like, I know it's possible, but I feel like it's so far away and so out of reach. And I don't know if I can ever get there. And like they have so much that I don't have and they're, you know, so good at these things and I'm not good at these things. And I could see this huge gap between what these people were achieving and where I was. So it was inspiring, but it was also disheartening at the same time. Yeah. So that was my goal back then. That was only 2018. So actually not that long ago, hey, like 5 years ago.
And here you are. We were talking about it. You're just going to, you know, spread your time between Melbourne and Bali and the beaches and, you know, the warm weather and the beaches. Yeah, it sounds tough. It sounds really, really tough. But that's the thing. I mean, yes, there was a risk involved. But, you know, there are parts of the world where you can go and it's relatively inexpensive compared to other places. Yeah. So, you know, there isn't any reason why, because I'm seriously thinking about this. I just got to, you know, adjust the timeline maybe and look at, you know, where the time is down the world so that it's not too too distant. I mean, you know, what are we, you told me Indonesia was massive. I didn't realize how big it was because we were trying to set the time zones for this.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, well, you know, but no, there's central Indonesian time and there's another Indonesian time. So, you know, it's about, you know, getting that sort of thing. But, you know, people can get up earlier, stay up later, can't they? It's that easy.
Yeah. I actually love Bali's time zone relative to the major continents that I work with. So, you know, Australia is only a couple of hours ahead. So that's easy. And in fact, that works perfectly because when I'm doing my mentoring, then 8 p.m. there is 6 p.m. here. Mm-hmm. So the last appointment of the day is actually earlier here.
Yeah.
Then, you know, what we're having this conversation now, it's morning for you, it's mid afternoon for me. So that works out easy. And then for everyone who's in America, then their afternoon is early morning here. And I'm a morning person, so that suits me perfectly. Like I'm happy to start at 7 a.m., work with those who are in the States at that time of the day. That's actually when I have the most energy. So then I get to have, I'm never working in the middle of the night. Let's say that. Like yeah. That is a hard no. You know, those are my boundaries. I won't do that. But yeah, it actually suits really well right here in Bali. So I'm pretty happy about that.
you're really selling it to me. That's for sure. That's for sure. I need to have a look and see how the overlap works. Because, you know, as you get older, and I'm obviously considerably older than you, it's like you realize that your time is more important. You know, you should be doing things to suit you less so than other people. And it's very easy for us to, you know, be of service and be available 24/7. And that can become a habit. And that will have an effect on your life. It will have an effect on your relationships. And I think sometimes we need to, just because we're talking about time and timings, set your own boundaries and set things up. And I love Calendly for that, right? Because I can send a Calendly link to somebody and it's like, the computer says, these are the times Doug is available, and people accept it. Some don't. Yeah. Some challenge you and request out of hour, you know, sort of, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to get up at 7:30 for this. But
I wonder who would do that.
I mean, who would do that? Who would do that to create a motivational podcast episode about goals and goal setting? So we've got the big, hairy, audacious goal, but that's sort of achieved now. What's ahead? What's the big goals that you've got ahead of you that you're thinking about? And also, how do you deal with them? Do you write them down? Do you have an app? Let's go into that a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. It's interesting because for such a long time, my goals were surrounding business and work, right? That was a big thing that I tied my sense of worth to. And this year, looking forwards, my goals have shifted a bit because like 4 months ago, I packed up and I left my home city to live and travel abroad. And I'll share this now as well. Like earlier this year, I separated from a almost 10-year relationship. So this year has been a big transition period of my life where I realized that life isn't just business and isn't just work. And that really expanded the connection of my worth and my existence to every other aspect of my life as well. So then I started to create goals, not just in terms of productivity, but in terms of getting to know myself more. For example, not quite quantifiable goals, but going and traveling and just putting myself in so many new situations that I'd be forced to meet parts of myself that I've never met before, to develop fresh perspectives that I'd never considered before, to question paradigms or ideologies that I had taken on implicitly from a young age. And then now making sure that I'm choosing everything that I do in my life rather than just taking things on subconsciously. So that's actually been a big journey for me in terms of like the whole part of my life. In terms of how I want to continue serving my mission, a big part that I am focusing on in me sharing my message is speaking and carving out that path of my career where I am doing keynote speeches and standing on stage in front of like thousands of people. That is my next vision for how I see myself sharing this message and touching more lives. And that is scary as well because I do talks, but not at that scale.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the next level of what is required of me, of demanding my level of leadership and commitment. And that is something that I'm working on carving out now. And it's scary, but it excites me. It's something that I get really emotional about, actually. Like I've watched videos of my speaking mentor where he walks onto stage and the camera pans behind him and you can see the stadium of thousands of people. And I watch that and I get teary because that inspires me so much. It lights me up seeing him do that because if he can do it, I know I can do it too. And I want to do that because, yeah, I get a high from challenging myself and I get like the retreats that I run, the talks that I do. I get so much of a high from doing it. But also being in front of that many people and being able to touch that many heartbeats in 1 hour, like that is incredible. but the impact that that could have is exactly why I do what I do.
Hello, I hope you don't mind me interrupting this episode. Just wanted to tell you about one of my other businesses, which is DB Wealth Planning and Preservation. We do cash flow modeling, lifestyle financial planning, and wills and trusts. So if that's something that's on your agenda, if you want to see what your future looks like well ahead of the game, then pop over to my website, dbwpp.co.uk, and we'll help you create your future and protect your assets. So that's dbwpp.co.uk. Anyway, let's go back to the podcast.
You're going to have so much fun with that. You are just going to have so much fun with that, because I sense that I can feel the passion, right, involved. So it is something that you will achieve. There is no doubt about that. Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, I've spoken in front of, I think it was 1,500 people. And that was like, oh my, you know, that's the pinnacles thus far. But I, you know, I created a Facebook group called Wealth Tribe, and the thing is to do daily goals, just share 5 daily goals using the hashtag daily goals. And my 5th goal is I am a recognized international speaker, because I've spoken in Australia and I've spoken in New Zealand and Canada and, you know, Europe and the UK. So I am an international speaker, but I'm not a recognized one. Right. So, you know, maybe not Tony Robbins recognized, but, you know, certainly, you know, enough so that people go, oh, yeah, I saw Doug Bennett speak. You know, I saw the goals. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sort of envious of you, right, because you're so young. So you've got so much longer to create this stuff.
Yeah.
But how are you going to go about it? How, you know, what's your game plan on it? Because it's difficult to get out there.
Yeah.
So what's your game plan?
No, you're right. Like, you know, these visions that we can have, they can be so big and they can seem so intimidating and far away. It's like standing at the bottom of Mount Everest, looking up, and you're like, I can see the summit, but it's just, from here to there, how do I get there? And I've found that before, you know, that sense of imposter syndrome, that sense of like overwhelm and just wanting to give up because I don't even know where to start in the first place. So for me, how I go about it is I've developed a system over time, you know, playing around, experimenting. And I've got a system now where I like to start with the end and then work backwards. So what I mean by that is, each week I sit down and I mentally and emotionally reconnect to where I'm going in life. And I start with my ultimate purpose, my ultimate vision and mission in my life. Now, this is quite an emotional, spiritual practice, you could say, because it's very big. It's very like, you know, visionary. It gets me very fired up and passionate because I'm connecting to this vision. So I start with that to make sure that I'm still on the path towards that North Star. And I'm not just like getting caught up in the day to day, the week to week, getting progress, but getting progress in the wrong direction. So I check that I'm moving towards what is most true and aligned to me in terms of my purpose and my values and the impact that I believe I can have on this world. And then I work backwards, like in order to be on track to achieve that ultimate purpose, what are my 12-month outcomes? So I've got this like vision, I've got this big goal, but it's like, all right, let's break it down a little bit more. In 12 months from now, where can I be? Like, what will I be doing that's going to have me feeling completely stoked and proud how far I've come and what I've achieved and contributed? So at any point in time, I'm clear on a set number of tangible 12-month outcomes. And then that reduces the overwhelm because, yeah, if you're standing at the bottom of Mount Everest and you're looking at the summit, like it's so easy to just turn around and walk in the other direction because it's just too much. But if we set our sights instead of the summit and look at base camp, then it's like, okay, I think it's a 10-day hike. So, all right, you know, that's a little bit more doable. Let's just focus on this segment. Let's compartmentalize and just focus on from here to there. Forget about the rest. Like, I know that I want to get to the summit and that's in the back of my mind. But at the moment, all of my energy and my focus is just the next 10 days to get to base camp. So I've got my 12-month outcomes and then I break it down again to like my 3-month outcomes. And then that is now where it becomes quite specific, because once I know what my 3-month outcomes are, that's going to govern what I do this week and today.
Yeah.
And then I can focus on today. I can focus on this week. So this weekly creation method is what I call it. It's inspired by an author and a thought leader called Robin Sharma. He's got a weekly system as well that I fell in love with, and I adapted it and I called it the weekly creation method, where each week I sit down and I work backwards like that. I start really big so that I get fired up, because you know how like people can set goals, but they're just a bit neutral about their goals. You know, they're setting goals just for the sake of it. It doesn't excite them. It doesn't light them up. And as humans, we don't do things based on what we know we should. We do things based on what we feel, right? Like we need to feel it in order to do it. We need to feel that motivation. And people say things like, oh, you know, it's about the discipline, not the motivation. You know, motivation gets you started, but it's the discipline that keeps you going. And I agree with that. But also, here's a different perspective. What keeps you motivated to stay disciplined?
Yes.
Like, why are you going to be disciplined if you don't have any purpose to staying disciplined?
Yes.
You've got to have some sort of motivation, some sort of reason to stay disciplined. And that reason is revisiting this at an emotional level. So then, yeah, working backwards so that I'm clear every single day, every single week, what my intentions are, what to focus on. And that removes the overwhelm, the analysis paralysis, the procrastination, because, yeah, a lot of the time, you know, we procrastinate because we're not clear on what we need to do. So then it's just easier to sit down and turn on Netflix instead. But if we've got not just a list of what to do, but it's put into our calendar, you know, this time on this day, this is what we're doing. And it's like, all right, I removed the decision-making process. I just need to do it.
Yeah.
So that's what I found has really helped me. And we were talking before we started recording, like I'm really fascinated by high performance habits and personal mastery. So I love putting in place these systems. And yeah, like I've got to say, it's been a big contributor to being able to achieve what I have. You know? You've got to be good with your time to still work a full-time job and then start a business on the side as well.
Mm.
So,
but it's doable. That's the thing. It's doable. Now, I know that the weekly creation method, as you've just mentioned, is available for free on your website. In fact, there's a separate website and it's a free course. It's 5 lessons. You've got half an hour of video content plus some other tools, I imagine. I haven't delved into that a little bit, but we're going to make sure that that is contained in the show notes so that people can have a go, find out. This is why I like to bring coaches onto my show, right? Now, coaches and mentors, because I'm a coach mentor myself. And it's like, people probably think, well, Doug, why would you bring a competitor onto your podcast? You know, and the thing is, it's like, well, first off, I'm selfish. I want to learn from your really good stuff. So every week I get to learn some really cool stuff, right? Mm. But then also some people might not gel with me. I wouldn't understand that myself because, you know, obviously I think I'm amazing, but why wouldn't anybody want to work with me? But sometimes, you know, you just gel with somebody, one of my, you know, guests. You might gel with a guest. And so that's why I promote all of their free stuff, because it's like, well, you can get a feel, because I know that everybody needs a mentor, because you will get to where you want to get to so much more quickly. Your life will change so dramatically when you've got some support along the way. So that's why I have coaches and mentors on my podcast, because you might just gel with Trang more than you gel with me, you know. So we're going to make sure that the weekly creation method, I'm going to have a look at it. Now, of course, you have to understand, when you sign up for something to get some free information, you go on somebody's mailing list and they're going to tell you more about their other stuff where you might have to pay, right? That's the nature of the game. And I think we need to get that out to there to people. It's like, you know, the really seriously good stuff you have to pay for, but it's worth it, right?
Yeah. I love that spiel, you know, what you just shared. I no bias, but I fully believe in that. And I can say that from almost like, is it reverse psychology? Is that what, I don't know if that's even the right term, but what I mean is I wasn't always a mentor and coach myself. But I got a mentor and coach to get started on my business journey as a personal trainer. And I saw the value and I saw how it changed the course of my life. And I can say, no, hands down, if I hadn't worked with that particular mentor that I've got in mind for the first 3-4 years, I wouldn't even have a business today, let alone a full-time one while being able to travel, an online business, other than the retreats that I run. But yeah, like I would have very early on thrown in the towel.
Yeah.
So many reasons, so many steps along the way, I would have given up. And my mentor was there to show me a different perspective, to have faith in me, to guide me, to teach me, and to get me to a level that I just wouldn't have been able to get to by myself. Sure, I was reading books and I was listening to podcasts, but sometimes those resources, they're going to be general information, and general information can work fantastic for someone, but then that exact piece of information could actually be detrimental to someone else.
Yeah.
Depending on where you're at in your journey, depending on your goals, depending on your circumstances, that's where that the mentoring has made such a big difference for me, because he got to know me so well, even better than I knew myself, and could guide me along that journey to get me to where I wanted to go. So that's why I say that I believe in it so much, because I experienced that firsthand as a client first.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so I mean, I'm sure we could talk all day, and I've got my whole day ahead of me, and you've got half of yours. But I'm conscious. I like to make these punchy and, you know, sort of not 3 days long.
Yeah.
So I need a Trang Nova golden nugget on goal setting, something that we've not touched upon at all, even a smidgen. So this is going to be pure gold from Trang on goal setting.
Ooh, this is great. Okay, let me think about this for a second. What I'd like to share isn't just about the goal setting, but about the ongoing connection to those goals. Because I think everyone is great with setting goals, like New Year's resolutions, easy. But, you know, what's the percentage of people that fall off the wagon with the New Year's resolutions within 3 weeks, right? Like it happens fast. So here's something that I personally love to do, and I would advocate it because I find it has seriously changed my life, is creating space at least once every day, whether it's morning or night, depending on the type of person you are, to just for 5 minutes to rewrite your goals, to mentally run them through your head, and then emotionally experience the feelings as though you have hit those goals. So for example, if you have a goal to, I don't know, this is easy because it's quantifiable. Let's say hit a certain financial figure. Let's say you want to make like $500,000 this year. So write that down again and then visualize it in your head as though you have hit $500,000 in your business or in your career. And then pretend as though it's happened and feel it in your body. It is possible. You can do that. Like it hasn't happened yet, but if you were to imagine it strong enough, visualize it as though it's happening right here, right now, then evoke that emotion in your body and use that as fuel to keep you going each day. Because you can have a car It can be the best car in the world, but without fuel, it's not going to get to the destination. And that is our fuel. Once again, we act based on our feelings. So we can create that emotion of passion and hunger. Then that is what's going to get us towards our goals.
There you go. That's why I just spring it upon people, because they have to go deep. And that was deep. And that was amazing. And that was the perfect end to this podcast episode. Trang, it's been an absolute joy to have you on board. I'm so glad. I mean, you know, I think we only reached out like less than a week ago and here we are. So it's been crazy, but I think it's destiny. You mentioned North Star, and I've heard that a few times recently. So I think, you know, North Star is this week's or this month's sentence of choice. You know, find your North Star. That's what I'm going to go with. Trang, thank you very much for joining me. I'm glad we jiggled the diaries around and we managed to sort this out. Have fun. I know you're going back to Australia, but you know, I think you'll be back to Bali very, very, very soon, right?
Yeah. And, you know, both places are home to me now. Like I say, I'm going home to Melbourne, but also as soon as I go from Melbourne back to Bali, it'll be like I'm going back home to Bali.
Awesome. Thanks very much. It's been a pleasure. And we'll make sure that your stuff is contained in the show notes, especially the weekly creation method, so that people can have a look at that, get a feel for you, go around the website and see your stuff, and hopefully one or two will connect. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Doug. I really appreciate that opportunity, and I've loved this conversation.
Thank you for listening to Goals Do Come True. I'm Doug Bennett, the Goals Guy. Please remember to subscribe and review on Apple, Google, or Spotify. Visit dougbennett.co.uk for the latest on transforming your life through goals. Happy goal setting. Until next time.